Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now I'm out and about again this week. This time I'm in a place that's very close to my own heart. I'm here in Dunleary Harbour. Yes, it's full of people, but expect more during the weekend of the 13th of July when the 10th edition of the Volvo Dunleary Regatta takes to the waves. I'm delighted to be in the company of an old friend of mine. He's Paddy Boyd, and he's the event director this year. Paddy, you're very welcome to Down to Business.
And great to meet you, Bobby, again.
Now, Paddy, you might just describe for our listeners, we're looking out across Dublin Bay here. What beholds us here? What have we got here in Dublin Bay? You can hear the Dart going by in the background. But this is really a special place, and I think the Volvo Regatta celebrates that.
Yeah, Bobby, there's very few places in the world like this as a sailing venue, as a place to come and enjoy and also to take part in big events as well. We have fantastic sailing waters within a very short distance of a major city, and it means that all of those who live in the area who want to go sailing have a short commute to our place and a very short trip out to the race course. So not many places in the world enjoy that kind of a sight.
Now, it's a 4-day event. There'll be 1,600 odd people involved, 200 or 300 boats. So it's, by international standards and even national standards, this is a big event.
Yeah, it's in the UK and Ireland, it's the second biggest sailing event that happens after Cowes Week. And we have a wide range of visitors, not only from UK, Ireland, Europe, but we have groups coming from further afield, particularly from the US this time. So it is a major event by all standards.
Many, and maybe rightly, criticise our sport as being elitist, as being high end. What would you say to maybe people who might like to get into sailing and would be looking for such an opportunity?
Yeah, it may appear that way, but in actual fact, there's many opportunities to get in with using second-hand equipment, and second-hand equipment that can you can buy now and sell for the same price in a couple of years' time. So it's the consumables that that make up the cost of sailing. And when you share it amongst a group of people, it's no more expensive than any other sport.
Yeah. And again, I know people are often looking for crew, and it's one of those sports that, you know, sometimes the people who want to present themselves to be available to enjoy it and the people looking for people to help them just need to be connected.
That's right. And there are plenty of opportunities as well. And if you look at all the sailing clubs in the country are always on the lookout for new members. And there are offerings through their sites and through their social media of people being able to connect with people who have boats, who need crew or who want to introduce people to the sport. And also there's the commercial providers. We're here in Dunleary. There are 40 organisations within shouting distance of where we are now that provide opportunities for people to get on the water, whether they're commercial or clubs.
Okay, well, that's great to hear. So back to the event, Paddy. In terms of the business side of the event, obviously Volvo, the sponsor, is making a huge contribution. How do the numbers work?
Well, the event started because, well, many years ago, there was Dunleary Week, where all the clubs held their own regattas during the week, and boats came from all over to take part in that. It fell into disuse, I guess, for a while. But then in 2005, the clubs got together and said, can we create an event using all our resources to attract people from further afield as well as locally? And that's where it came from. And bringing that all together involved creating a resource and an organisation, mostly volunteer-driven, but also then they reached out and were able to get sponsorship to put in place all the things that make a good event. And now we have, Volvo have been our prime sponsor for a number of years. Great company, very easy to work with, and also have a big connection to sailing. They do the Volvo Ocean Race, and all over the world you will find that Volvo are involved in sailing events. So that makes us possible to keep the entry fees as low as possible and for the clubs to put on the entertainment for the social part of the regatta, which is maybe not quite as big as the sailing side, but a very important part of it as well. So we're always on the lookout for supporters, sponsors, and we can offer them a great return as well.
Also interesting that it's important to work with others on these events. Dunleary Council are having their Coastival, which is again a community-based, obviously it's land-based, but it sort of infuses with the regatta, does it not?
Yes, it does. And Dunleary Rathdown County Council are one of our sponsors. They're the landlord of the harbour, and they are as enthusiastic as we are about running this event and introducing water sports to the wider public. So it's not just about the clubs. Coastival incorporates a lot of events, all very family-oriented events, including opportunities for people to get afloat.
Dunleary Harbour and Dublin Bay, for me, are special places. But really, they are a jewel in the crown of what is our capital city. And we probably should herald them and enjoy them much more than we actually do.
Yes, we should. And there's a growing awareness now that we should do that. And the awareness has been evidenced by Dunleary Rathdown engaging in public consultation, producing a draft master plan for the harbour, which has now been published and is seeking further public consultation before they go to the final master plan. And I think we're in a really exciting phase now in Dunleary Harbour, because the County Council are fully on board with developing the harbour as a resource and a recreational resource, not only for the people of Dunleary, but for the people of the country as well. And I'd encourage everyone to go to the DLRCC website, have a look at that master plan and see the aspirations and the vision for Dunleary as such a wonderful maritime resource, because as you say, it's a jewel in the crown and we need to treasure it.
Now back to the regatta then, remind us when it is, and will you also tell us maybe where people can, the best places that people can see the racing from?
Yeah, well, obviously the best place to see the racing is to try and get afloat, and there are opportunities with some of the providers around here to do that. Racing starts on Thursday the 10th of July and runs through Sunday the 13th of July. We have a spectacular opening, well, we're hoping to be, weather permitting, a spectacular opening session where we have a mass, two mass starts, calling it the Bay Race. We're going to start it very close to the East Pier, and there'll be opportunity for spectators there. The Army have agreed to fire the cannon off the battery at the end of the East Pier to start that race, and then there will be sailing right across the bay. So various viewpoints across the bay will be available to people there.
All right, Paddy, every success with the event. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks for joining me here today and telling us all about this great regatta.
Thanks very much, Bobby, and we look forward to seeing you on the podium, maybe.
I doubt it, but we'll see. Thanks, Paddy.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.